following is a KVON Sports presentation.
It's high school basketball coming to you from the gymnasium at Vintage High as it's the intra-city rivalry. The Justin Santa Braves are visiting the Vintage Crunchers tonight, and we've got high school basketball on the distaff side coming your way as it's the Vintage Girls, coached by Joe Donahoe, going against the Justin Siena girls, coached by Andrew Bentoncourt. So settle back, relax. Here we go. It is local basketball action coming to you on KVON. Good evening, everyone, and welcome into another broadcast here of KVON Sports. Tonight, it's going to be the Vintage Crushers of Napa girls team that has a 5-9 record, hosting the Justin Siena Braves of Napa girls team that has a 5-9 record. Sound familiar? Well, they're even Steven as far as overall. But on league play, Vintage has an 0-1 record, and Justin Siena is 1-0. So it's early in league competition in the second year for the Vine Valley Athletic League. I'm Ira C. Smith, and we're joined tonight by Alan Rossi and Dino Alessio. Alan with his colorful color commentary.
I'm definitely a color guy. Hey, it's great to be here. Happy New Year to everybody, and should be an exciting game tonight.
And the guy with the pencils and the sometimes used erasers, Dino Alessio.
Yes, Ira, all of my pencils have an eraser at the end because I do have to use them quite frequently. Happy New Year to all our listeners, and we're looking forward to a great game tonight.
Well, it should be an interesting contest, always is, as far as the intra-city rivalry aspect. Andrew Bentoncourt, the coach for the visiting Justin Siena Braves, is in his sixth season as the varsity coach. He had a couple years as a freshman coach, and then 7 years as the JV coach. All of those were when Mike Bowles was the varsity coach over at Justin Siena. And Alan Rossi, I know you're quite familiar with the success that Mike Bowles had.
Yeah, Mike, just a great success at Justin Siena girls basketball. Went all the way to the state finals that 1 year, won NorCals. And Andy Bentoncourt was the JV coach at that point and was very, very successful also. I think he even had an undefeated season from the JV. So Andy definitely has grown into his own as a great varsity coach. And I think Mike Bowles is over in Sonoma now coaching at Sonoma Valley High School.
Coaching the boys team, doing a nice job over there, as you would expect he would. And Joe Donahoe, in his fourth season at Vintage, they are the defending league champions, going 11-1 last year. So they've already lost as many games in league as they did all last year. And they had 20 victories and 8 losses. They've already lost 9 this year.
Well, that's what happens when you lose 8 seniors and 8 quality seniors. He had a great class coming up and great success, and now it's time to rebuild. Sounds like they're fairly young, but the JV team looks like they're very impressive. So the future is bright for Vintage girls basketball.
We're going to be hearing from the head coaches after we take a little time out and find out about this year's squad as we look forward to tonight's varsity action. The JV game is just about over. And the freshman game, San Marin came in to take on Vintage, as Justin Siena does not have a girls freshman team. They do have a boys freshman team with Bruce Halverson as the coach for the boys freshman. And the girls, however, do not have a freshman team. So San Marin came in and won the game 44-32 for the Vintage team. Let's see. I just thinking they are coached by Bailey Loben. And as you can imagine, some of them getting some competition for the first time in league play. The Vintage JVs are well ahead of Justin Siena. 55-23 is the score, with just over a minute to go in that competition. Here at the Vintage Gymnasium now, the JV game just ended, and it is 55-25 by final score, with Vintage winning the JV competition in this game tonight. Randy Pridmore is the coach for the Vintage JVs, and Mr. Fall for Justin Siena as the JV coach. varsity players coming out on the court. So let's find out a little more about the varsity players as we, first of all, check with Andrew Betancourt about the players from Justin Siena.
Well, Joe, first of all, before we start talking basketball, is our sympathy going out to you and the Donahoe family. Well, Andy, let's take a look at the season now coming into league play. What has worked out so far for the girls?
It's definitely been a season of a lot of close games. We were happy to pull out our first league game against American Canyon, and hopefully had learned from some other close games that didn't go our way.
You had kind of a young club last year, so is this giving you some experience as far as this year's team?
I think we might be younger this year somehow. Some of those kids definitely, like Alyssa Curtola has become our point guard, and she was, you know, coming off the bench last year. Bella Wright's our leading scorer as a sophomore. So definitely some of those kids have blossomed, but we also still have a lot of newcomers and young kids that are still learning their way.
You had a leader named Ashley Whittemore last year. Tell us where she is this year.
Ashley's at Cornell University, which obviously an Ivy League school. You know, Ashley not only was really good on the court, but she's really intelligent and was able to get into Cornell.
That's sort of the mode for the graduates of Justin Siena. Just a high percentage, almost 100%, go on to universities.
They do, and that's, one of the goals is to make sure that whether they go to a JC or not, but that all our kids end up getting to a four-year school and graduating. We talk about not just getting them to, but getting them to and through. And a lot of the reports, you know, obviously I also work in the alumni department. And I was talking to an alum yesterday who said, I hated Justin because it was so hard, and now I love it because college is easier.
Tell us about this year's team. What has pleased you?
I would say their work ethic and just their overall attitude. These kids show up every day ready to work. We've had some tough losses, and it hasn't, on the win-loss record, hasn't been the easiest season. But they show up ready to work every day. They're a great group of kids. And they really enjoy each other. And so they play hard together, they root for each other, and that's really been enjoyable.
All right, we'll see you again then on Thursday night against Napa High.
Sounds good. Hopefully we're 2-0 at that point.
Those are the comments of Andrew.
Well, Joe, first of all, before we start talking basketball, is our sympathy going out to you and the Donahoe family on the...
Well, now as you start here, we're talking with Joe Donahoe now in his fourth year at Vintage High School.
Got loss of your uncle.
Yeah, it's kind of been a double week of that. Actually, my sister passed away last night as well, Ira, so coaching with a heavy heart tonight.
Yeah, a tough situation there. But tell us about this year's team. You had seven seniors last year. So,
eight seniors.
So you had to look at rebuilding.
Yeah, well, we're young for sure. We got a couple of freshmen on the floor all the time and a few sophomores in the rotation. And we got a starter coming back who's a senior, Morgan Groves, who's out tonight. But she'll be back next week. And, we're learning how to play together. And we could quit turning the ball over so much. We're pretty competitive. So that's what we're going to be working on tonight is limit the turnovers.
What have you liked with what you have seen of this young team?
Well, they play hard, and that's you're not going to make our team if you're not willing to play hard. And I'm proud of their effort. Every game we've had this year, we've had a pretty tough preseason schedule, and we've lost some games pretty big to Cardinal Newman and Dublin, and they fought till the very end, so that tells me they're invested in the program.
You had some good ball handlers on last year's squad. They graduated.
Yeah, so we got some 14-year-old girls handling the ball now, and they're kind of baptism by fire out here, but that's where we're at, and I'm enjoying it a lot.
You're the defending league champion, so other teams are going to be looking forward to playing you.
Yep, I talk about that all the time. So that's good, though. It's better to be defending than hunting. I'd rather have a banner up there and show them every day that that's why we're practicing so hard. And we're going to continue to work hard, and as we get it, this is a really valuable experience for a young team. I got five sophomores on the varsity, too, so... And our JV team's got quite a few freshmen playing up, too. So program's in good shape moving forward.
Can't let this opportunity pass by without asking about your son, Barrett.
He played football down at Monterey Peninsula. They had a great year. Went 10-1 and won a bowl game. He was backing up first-team All-State quarterback. So he learned a lot, got some time. Actually got a start against San Jose City College against Viami Shamakul, who got a sack on Barrett in that game. But Monterey won the game, and he's looking forward to getting back to school and working hard and trying to be the starter next year.
And those are the comments of Joe Donahoe in his fourth year as the head coach. So, again, our sympathy out to him losing an uncle and then losing his sister. And so our best to them. Also like to acknowledge that our engineer tonight is a student, Sean Tooker. Sean, been hitting those books lately and had preparing for some finals last month. And from what I understand, came through with flying colors. So way to go, Sean. In the meantime, we're getting set for basketball action here at the Vintage Gym. It's girls basketball tonight. Off to our right will be the Justin Siena bench with Andrew Betancourt, who is assisted by a player that did a great job when she was at Justin Siena, Haley Crimmin.
Yeah, Haley was quite a player for Justin Siena. A lot of wins, a lot of playoff wins. Definitely was a leader to the team with Morgan Malloy and that group, and had huge success. So it's nice, and she went on to college. I think went to Chico State, played basketball there, and then came back. And now it's always nice to see alum come back and come back to the program and coach. It's great to see.
And Joe Donahoe is assisted by Kelsey Rodriguez, Joy Dahl, and Marcy Groves. And too bad that Mo Groves is out of tonight's game with that concussion protocol scenario. And also, we're going to be missing Liv Hedberg. She's a sophomore that has a knee injury. So a couple of the players that normally would be in action for Vintage on the sidelines.
Yeah, it's, you know, beginning of the year, these little things that come up. And, you know, you want to be obviously healthy and playing your best basketball towards the end of the year when hopefully going into playoffs. So if things are going to happen, you'd rather have it early, happen early in the season than late in the season.
Justin Siena last year had five freshmen on their varsity. Four of those freshmen are playing on the varsity this year. One of them, Sarah Reynolds, elected not to come out for basketball to concentrate on studies. But anyway, that was a young team when you have that many freshmen. They had quite a few sophomores, too. In fact, looking at their – well, let me have a chance, we'll check that roster from last year.
Yeah, you know, Justin Siena has two seniors and Vintage has three seniors. So, you know, out of, what are the 26 players or so, you only have five seniors, you know, that are on the team. So both teams are very, very young. And I think Justin may be a little bit more experienced just because of last year being young and those players playing. And but it should be very competitive on paper. You know, both teams, it seems like it's equal. So I think it's going to come down to turnovers and who makes the least amount of mistakes will win this game.
Well, last year on Justin Siena's varsity roster, in addition to those five freshmen that we alluded to, they had four sophomores and a junior even. And now they only had one junior. This year they have two seniors, so they have added that one. The one that they really, I guess they had five seniors last year. Actually, Whittemore was the leader of the team as far as scoring and controlling the ball.
Yeah, I mean, when you looked at the box score, it was Ashley Whittemore scoring about 25 points and Justin Siena scoring about 35. So she pretty much was the scoring machine. And but now, you know, it's more team basketball. Justin Siena looks like they've got, you know, some size and so probably a different type of game they have to do now. Everything was run through Whittemore, bringing up the ball and scoring. So definitely a different dynamic, but definitely young, young team.
Carly Wells was the only junior on last year's team, so she is a senior, but they also have Gabriella Richardson, a six-foot senior that has been an addition to the team.
Yeah, good size. Like I said, Justin Siena looks like they've got some good size, so should be able to dominate down low.
Taking a look at the probable starting lineups for the visitors from Justin Siena of Napa. Charmaine Griffin, a 5'7 sophomore. Alyssa Curtola, a 5'6 sophomore. Lexi Rosenbrand, a 5'8 junior. Gabriella Richardson, 6 foot senior. And Isabella Wright, a 5'10 sophomore. Those are the five designated by Coach Andrew Betancourt to get the start. Griffith, Curtola, Rosenbrand, Richardson, and Wright. For the Vintage Crushers, getting the start in their lineup tonight, Lizzie Key, a 5'6 freshman. Eden Wood, a 5'10 sophomore. Ellie Savage, a 5'7 junior. Victoria Solario, a 5'8 junior. And Rachel Galvin, a 5'5 freshman. So there you have Joe Donahue's selection of Key, Wood, Savage, Solario, and Galvin as the five starters for the Burgundy and Gold. Three seniors, three juniors, five sophomores, and two freshmen on the varsity lineup for Vintage, and on the roster for Justin Siena, two seniors, four juniors, four sophomores, and one freshman. We have Cam Neal, who is athletic director at Vintage High School, is also operating the scoreboard tonight, and I think he also may be on the PA. So we're going to see if we're going to have the national anthem performed. And if so, we'll take a quick break, as I'm not sure we could pick up that information. Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at kvon.com. The starters being introduced to the fans in attendance here at the Vintage High Gymnasium, and we're just about set for that opening tip. Looks like that the height is going to be fairly even, that neither team is going to have much of an advantage in that situation. The coaches coming out near the center of the court, and as the opposing starting five is introduced, the coach will greet them at midcourt and shake their hands. Right now, Andrew Betancourt is standing there at midcourt, shaking the hands of the Vintage Crusher starters who are coming out. Vintage will be in their white uniforms with the burgundy numerals trimmed in gold. We want to keep saying Chablis, but we'll say gold. While Justin Siena, the visitors tonight, will be in their navy blue uniforms. They have white letters with the scarlet trim in there. And so, Alan, when we get the local teams playing together, why we can expect just about anything to happen, we'll see what happens in this one.
Yeah, it's so nice, the new league, to have Vintage and Napa playing Justin Siena in sports. Just, you know, just another added dimension to the rivalry now with Justin Siena playing both Napa and Vintage. So it's nice. It's right down the street. You build friendships, you build rivalries, and it should all be positive.
Coming into tonight, the teams with just one game under their belt had Napa, Justin Siena, and Casa Grande of Petaluma each with a victory, and American Canyon, Sonoma Valley, and Vintage each with one loss. Petaluma, which has the best pre-conference record with 10-2, is playing their first conference game tonight. And Justin's first conference game, they defeated American Canyon 35-30. Justin will be going to the left of your radio dial here in the opening quarter of play. And it is Richardson moving in there to jump center. She will have a slight height advantage here over the Vintage center. And I'm blocked out by the official there, seeing who there. And the tip goes to Justin Siena. So we are underway now as Curtola takes quarter court over to the right side, working against a man-to-man defense. Pass goes to Griffin. Her bounce pass baseline right side is deflected. Wright goes for it, gets it in the corner. A pass underneath is deflected by Benny. Scramble for a loose ball, and a jump ball is called. Alternate arrow favoring Vintage, so Vintage gets the ball in the backcourt. Just underway here, each of these teams with a 5-9 overall record as we start play. For Vintage, bringing the ball in the front court is Galvin. They take it over the left side now, starting work on the weave, and the ball deflected away but retrieved by the Crusher Savage. Savage is double-teamed and fouled. That's the first foul of the ball game. And it goes against Isabella Wright. charged with the initial foul, and it will be inbounded at midcourt now as the Crushers set up a pattern here for the inbounds pass. They get the ball into Galvin. Galvin, just a freshman, takes the ball right side. She's still behind the three-point arc now, working it over toward the left side, coming between circles now, getting the pass over to Savvy. Fires a long one. It hits the rim. No good. The ball is deflected, and the ball is tipped out of bounds off of Justin Sienna. So in the forecourt, it will be Vintage getting the inbounds pass. Comes in over to the right side. Now a quick pass out to the top of the key to Galvin. Over the right now to Savage. Back to Galvin, working those quick passes as Justin's using a zone defense. There's a turnaround jump shot from the left baseline. No good by Eden Wood, and the rebound is by Justin. Quickly into the forecourt comes Cortola. Boy, she got the ball down there quickly, trying to beat the defense, but good transition there by the pressure defense. Pass goes on a low post right side. He can't get a shot away, so pass it out. A three-point attempt by Griffin. Up, no good. The follow-up was good.
That was a follow-up by Wright.
So for Isabella Wright, we're getting the first 2 points in the ball game as Vintage brings it forecourt. Savage over to the left side now, comes back out now to Solario. The ball is deflected away from her, out of bounds, and looks like there may be a foul. And it's going to be a reach-in foul called against Ellie Savage. That's her first, the team's first. Team fouls even up now at one apiece. Cortola at the timeline brings it to forecourt, although the girls do not work with the 10-second timeline like the boys do. But once they get in the forecourt, they cannot put it into the backcourt. Rosenbrand has it well out on the left side, quickly switching to a low post to the right side, trying to get the ball into Isabella Wright. And there is another foul. This one going against Vintage's Wright again. Or check that. No, that we should say it's against Wood of Vintage. Right, of course, for Justin Sienna. So the inbounds pass comes in the corner, and a shot up by Charmaine Griffith is no good. Rebounded by Vintage as Eden Wood pulled that ball out of there. Eden was called for that last foul. Vintage looking for their first points in the game. Down the right side comes Galvin. Used up the dribble. Gets a little pressure in there from the defender, Rosenbrand. Gets around, goes up, and gets a pass over. And Solario tries a shot. No good, but she was fouled on the play. It'll be a two-shot foul coming for Solario. That foul on Richardson is her first. Let's see, team's second. And at the free throw line, Solario, and she missed the first free throw. Vinny's looking for their first point in this game. We've played 2.5 minutes of the first quarter of play as Solario, the 5'8 junior, scores that free throw, and the Crushers are on the board here as the sophomore, Cortola, met at midcourt there by Key. Spells her name. Q-U-I pronounces it Key. Justin with the ball on the left side. There is a three-point attempt. No, Cortola instead drives around, starts to go in, gets a pass on the low post left to Richardson, and there is another Vintage foul. Now, oh, that is going to go on Wood again, and that is her second foul. That'll put Richardson at the free throw line. Six-foot seniors. Free throw hits the front of the rim and caroms off. No good. Justin Sienna, 1-0 in the league, but that 35-30 win over American Canyon was led by Gabby Richardson's 10 points. She had 11 rebounds in that game, and she is up there at the free throw line now with her team leading 2-1. And the next free throw becoming here, the official was checking on something here.
Checking on the basketball, see if it's going to bounce back up. So Andy had asked to check the basketball. I've never seen it happen before.
free throw is missed again by Richardson. So she went 0 for 2, and Vintage gets the rebound, and they throw the ball away, coming down the left side a little too fast for Key, and the ball caroms out of bounds. So Justin Siena girls get the ball at quarter court in their forecourt. Triggering the inbounds is Griffin. It's the pass over to Cortola. Spreading the offense now as Cortola comes between circles. Takes it quarter court right side again to Griffin. And comes over now on a high post to Richardson. He'll bring it the left side. Crusher's in the man-to-man. Underneath it goes. The shot is up. No good by Richardson. Rebound cleared out of there by Solario. Gets it into the forecourt to Miller. Miller, who had just come into the game. Ariel Miller, a sophomore, has the ball at the top of the key over the left side. There is a long two. No good by Galvin. Rebounded by Vintage. And up and under shot. No good there by Ariel Miller, but a good rebound. And she gets the rebound again. And there's another long two. That one is good by Rachel Galvin. And that's the first field goal for Vintage. They had gone nearly 4 minutes with getting a field goal, and they have their first lead in the game at 3-2. Justin Siena on the attack now, coming down right side. The pass goes over to Isabella Wright, and there's another whistle, and going to be another foul against Vintage. Officials calling him very close here in the opening quarter. That foul is on Solario. That's her first. The ball will be inbounded to the right of the basket for which her team is shooting by Griffin. Sends it back out beyond the three-point arc to Cortola. Now to Griffin, who came into the corner, to Cortola, top the key. Over the left side, a jump shot is around and in by Isabella Wright. Gets her second field goal as she has scored all four of the Justin Siena points. The Crushers, maybe change in their lineup now. There's a long three-point attempt up. No good, and a rebound is taken out by Justin Siena as getting that ball was Cortola. The sophomore brings it all the way in the forecourt, takes it right side now to Griffin, drives in, goes up, shoots, just missed. Rebounded by the Crusher. Fast break. Coming down with the ball is Galvin. Galvin goes baseline. The freshman goes up with the shot and hits it. What a play by Rachel Galvin. She's got two field goals, and her team, with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, leads 5-4, and the ball is thrown away by the Braves, trying a fast break. It was not there, did not develop, but they tried it anyway, and there's going to be a timeout asked for. The pace picking up here in this first quarter.
Yeah, Galvin went all the way down the court. Justin Siena was late getting back defensively and made a nice play to score 2 points there.
Let's check with Dino.
So early on, the trends are that Vintage has a huge edge in rebounding by 7-3, which has allowed Vintage to get off 8 shots, of which they made 2. Justin's been able to put up 6 shots, of which they've made 2. Turnovers, Justin 2, Vintage 1.
Okay, well, the Braves are going to have to do a little better job off of that backboard.
Yeah, for sure. You know, right now, Vintage is out playing them, out hustling them. And, you know, that's what Joe said, you know, in the pregame. His team plays hard and hustles, and that's all you can ask for out of your team. And they're definitely, right now, they're a step faster than Justin Siena.
Well, Hewen has come into the lineup, replacing Griffin. So we've got Mary Hewen, a 5'7 freshman, into the ball game. Vintage with the ball. Galvin, who has scored 4 points here in this first quarter, and just a freshman has the ball. It's there at the top of the key. The ball is deflected away, a battle for it, and Justin Siena comes away with the ball to Rosenbrand. Rosenbrand up in the forecourt, looks at a three, doesn't take it, comes back out with her pass over to Ewan. Now they get the ball over to Cortola, angle right side, in toward the corner. Richardson back to Cortola. Instead of shooting, she passes it in the middle to Rosenbrand. She'll shoot off the backboard. No good. Caroms out. Taken there by Ariel Miller, a sophomore for Vintage. Brings it forecourt. Miller to the right of the key. Guarded closely there by Richardson. Gets a pass out toward the top of the key again to Galvin. Galvin working as the point guard on there. There's a three-point attempt up. It's a little short by Miller, and rebounded by Justin. Justin down by a point as they get the ball in the middle, going up with a shot, getting fouled as she misses is Isabella Wright. Wright has scored all of the Justin points as she goes to the free throw line. That last foul was on Olivia Kerr, who had just recently come into the ball game. Free throw is no good. Off the flange, Karam back to her. So the Braves are 0-for-3 at the free throw line. Vintage is 1-for-2 at the line. We're just in the first quarter of play. Wright, a 5'10 sophomore, aims, shoots, scores. And that ties up the game at 5. Justin does a nice job getting back on defense. And let's see, they are in a man-to-man alignment now as Vintage brings the ball forecourt. Savage pivoted around, faked to the left, and then took it to the right. And then there's a three-point attempt up by Kerr. No good. Rebound is up, no good, by Batista. Rebound, who got that one, Alan?
That's Batista.
So Batista on her second attempt, the 5'7 senior missed on the first, followed that in. And it's 7-5. Vintage in the lead. Just over a minute to go here. In the first quarter, Isabel Wright pulls the ball way out, well beyond the three-point arc, as they have 10 seconds on the shot clock. Over to Curtola. Tola gets the pass to Rosenbrand. Underneath the shot up, no good by Wright, but she was fouled and will shoot two more free throws. Then he's going to be getting in foul trouble if they keep this up. That foul on Miller, but it's the first foul on Miller. There have been five different players for Vintage charged with personal fouls here in the first quarter. Free throw is missed by Wright. So she missed her first and made one, then she missed this one. Let's see if she makes this one. We're in the final minute of the first quarter, and she missed it. It looked like it was down and then just spun out, and the ball is off of Vintage and goes out of bounds right underneath the Justin Siena basket. So they will trigger the ball inbounds by Griffin. Looks around, gets it over there to Wright, puts a jumper up. No good by Wright. Rebound nicely cleared by Batista. She's done a nice job since she has come on here in the first quarter. Vintage leads by 2, and they have the ball. Savage takes it right side near the corner. There is a long 3 up. Oh, it was in and out by Ariel Miller. Thought that was down.
I was thinking it's 3/4 down and then came back out, unfortunately, for Vintage.
Sort of similar to that free throw by Wright.
Yeah, definitely. Similar thing. It's like the rim is just a little bit too small.
Half a minute to go now in the first quarter. Justin Siena's Curtola walks the ball into the forecourt. Very deliberate pattern now as they set up. Go to Wright. Quarter court, right side, as Wright drives to the baseline, goes up for the shot, it's missed, and rebound is by Vintage. They try a pass break, getting the pass out to Miller. Miller drives out, she's checked off the drive, there by Curtola, and pass underneath to Batista. She's run into, and the ball is deflected away, and stolen by Curtola. Curtola in the backcourt, nearly locked position. That's going to end the quarter. And that is the end of the first quarter here in this Napa Valley basketball matchup, and the score is the Vintage Crunchers of Napa 7, the Justin Siena Braves of Napa 5 at the home of the Crunchers. We mentioned in that first league matchup for Justin Siena girls against American Cane, the game they won by 5 points, that Richardson had been the leading scorer with 10. Isabella Wright had 7 points in that game, and she had 5 points in the first quarter here. She scored all of Justin's points.
Yeah, she missed a couple shots close to the basket, missed a couple free throws, or Justin Siena would be up here, but she's gotten some very good looks.
And we're privileged to have Alan Rossi join us on the broadcast, as he is well known for championship baseball. We can have a chance maybe to allude to some of those items as we progress. In the meantime, basketball is underway. Griffin has it, corner court, right side now for Justin Siena. Over to the top of the key, there is a hurry-up shot up, no good by Cassie Richardson, rebounded by Vintage. Bring the ball front court is Miller. Passes over to Batista, fakes left, drives right, cut off at the baseline, pivots, hooks it back out, and the pass is intercepted by Griffin. Griffin lets the defense siphon by. Now she'll bring the ball in the attacking territory. Brings it left side. Gets it over there to Hewen. Hewen drives to the right. Passes into the corner there to Griffin. Comes back out, being pressured somewhat by Savage. Gets the pass over, and a little shot up by Rosenbrand is short. Rebound is cleared out of there by Savage. Coming down on the fast break, gets the pass to Galvin. Galvin goes in, goes up, fouled on the play. And that caused her to miss the field goal attempt. But Mary Hewen is going to be called for the personal foul. That'll put the freshman, 5'5", Rachel Galvin, at the free throw line. Vintage is 1-for-2 so far at that foul line. And that free throw is no good. Have a chance. We had heard what some of the percentages were earlier. Vintage makes a change in the lineup. Shelby Morris comes in for Kate Kerr. Kerr was in there just a short period of time. Now Morris has taken her place. Galvin at the free throw line. Missed that off the flange. And the rebound is fought for, a scramble for it, and it is Griffin who comes out with the ball for the Braves. Griffin brings it to the right of the key, and they go all the way. She drives in, she goes up, she shoots, she misses, goes for the rebound, and gets it, and falls down, and scramble, and is tied up by Ellie Savage. In that first quarter, do you know how did they shoot?
So it was 3 out of 13 for the Crushers, 2 out of 11 for the Braves.
As we are early here in the second quarter of action, Justin Sienna with the defense set up. Nice job of transition getting back on that defense. Benny brings the ball into the forecourt. Have Savage out there as the right side, and then they're working it around the perimeter. Staying behind the three-point arc, and another three-pointer. This one rims no good by Miller. She's about 0-for-4 in the three-pointers, but she is close. So you know that they gave her the green light.
Yeah, Vintage has had some really good looks at some threes and almost hit them. They're in and out. So they could be easily up by 8 points if two of those three-pointers go down and look really good.
Justin Sienna with the ball, working the weave on the offense, goes over to Griffin. Griffin well behind the three-point arc. Gets a pass in the middle and reaching in there and tying up the ball. Was Batista. She has been aggressive since coming on.
Surely has. She's been the spark for Vintage, really. The tempo and what she's been doing, getting rebounds and putbacks and, you know, getting turnovers. So it really brought a lot of energy for Vintage when she came off the bench.
Lizzie Key is back into the lineup for Vintage, and Alyssa Curtola returns to the lineup for Justin Sienna. 7-5. The score at the end of the first quarter is still the score here. 2 minutes into the second quarter. Galvin used up the dribble. She got into the front court. Passes over to Key. Key goes up, shoots, scores! Good move there by Lizzie Key. The Justin scoring still only done by Wright. She's the only player for the Braves to have scored. Griffin has the ball at the top of the key, reaching in and committing the foul is Galvin. She becomes the sixth member of Vintage to pick up a foul. At least they're spreading them around.
They are. I was impressed by that shot by Lizzie Key down at the other end. She kind of tossed it up and went in, and it was pretty remarkable. She went with her left hand, so very impressive.
Charmaine Griffin at the free throw line. She's a 5'7 sophomore. And she scores a free throw, so she gets a bonus. So the bonus in effect now, the 1-and-1 bonus. So she can get her team back within 2 points if she makes this free throw. Her right-hand free throw is up. It rims no good, but the rebound is put up, and it rolls off. No good. The rebound was by Richardson, and that next rebound is taken by the Crushers, and they bring it front court with 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Galvin, right side. Little shovel pass there to Batista. Batista pulled way out. Gets it over there. It's a three-point attempt. It hits the back of the rim. No good. The rebound put back up by Batista. No good. That first out was by Key. And the rebound, and there's another foul against Vintage. So Justin's in the 1-and-1. That foul is on Batista. She becomes the seventh player to... at least they're spreading the fouls around. Griffin comes out of the Justin Siena lineup as Wilson takes her place, a 6 foot junior. Here's the free throw. It's off, no good by Richardson. So she's 0 for 3 at the foul line tonight. And the rebound is taken out of there by Vintage. Key brings it for court. Used up the dribble. And there's an interception on a bounce pass. And Curtola coming down, going up, shooting. No good. Wright tries for the rebound. She gets it, goes into the left-hand corner. Now brings it back out on the dribble. Takes it towards the top of the key. Now bringing it back out. Now between circles goes Curtola with the ball. Starts to drive. Used up the dribble. Gives it over to Richardson. She fires. It's an air ball that goes out of bounds, I should say, by Rosenbrand. Lexi just a little short on that shot. 9-6 the score. Low scoring thus far. Indicating the tenacity of the defense. Justin's using his zone defense now, and the ball is deflected out of bounds. Justin started out with a man-to-man alignment. They've gone into the zone, and it is Curtola coming over to Rosenbrand. Now getting it to Wright. It's stolen away by Batista. Batista driving against Wright. Goes up, shoots in, missed it. Rebound put back up and scored that time by Ariel Miller off of the offensive backboard. Quickly in the forecourt, Curtola back out. There is a three-point attempt. Rims no good by Wright. Rebounded by Vintage. Vintage leads it now 11-6. We're midway through the second quarter. There's Miller shooting a long two, no good. And the rebound taken by Justin Sanders Richardson down to Curtola. Back out now. It comes to Rosenbrand. Finds Wright. Wright has the ball punched away, but a foul is called. And it's going to be on Batista. We were talking about how aggressive she is.
Yeah, she's a little tired right now. And She stole the ball that from Wright that went down and missed the layup, but the pressure's got 2 points. Said she's really been the spark for Ben.
Kate Kerr back in. Also, Olivia Kerr is back in. That free throw rolls around and nestles in. She gets the bonus now as Wright hits her 6th point. She's made 2 out of 5 at the foul line. Eyes the basket. Free throw is on the way, and it bounced no good. Rebound is taken out of there by Vintage, leading it 11-7 with 3.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. There's a three-pointer by Savage. No good. Long rebound comes out to Curtola. A fast break coming up, going in with the left-handed shot, and missing the layup was Isabella Wells, a junior. And there's an interception by Curtola. It's one-on-one. She drives in, goes up, shoots, and missed, but she was fouled by Galvin. Galvin, the only player back on that interception by Curtola. And Alyssa drove in and missed the shot, but was fouled on the play. So I think it's probably a two-shot foul. Left-handed free throw is no good. Well, if either team would be making free throws, that would be a real plus.
I'm telling you, Justin Cena's missed layups and free throws. They're going to look back on this first half and look at all the free throws and easy layups, and they should be up probably by 10.
Next free throw is no good. Hit the flange and caroms out. And the rebound taken by Vintage. Quick down court. There's a quick shot up from the right. No good by Solario. Rebound is battled for, and it's Curtola that comes out with the ball for Justin Siena. There is a long three. It rims no good by Wells. Rebounded by Vintage. Fast break coming down. 1-on-3, but she's going anyway and scored. It was a 1-on-3 fast break. And somehow, Lizzie Key was able to put the shot up from the left of the keyhole and made the basket.
Another remarkable shot by her. Again, going to the left and throwing it up, and it's like a prayer that's being answered.
And their free throw is no good, but the rebound comes off to Wilson for the Braves. It's now 13-7, Vintage lead. Justin Siena loses the ball out of bounds. The pass went over to Isabel Wells and just couldn't hold it. It went through her hands and out of bounds. back into the lineup for Justin Siena, Charmaine Griffin and Rosenbrand. Richardson is one of the players going out. Treasures with the ball and a six-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go here. We're in quarter number two at the home of the Treasures. The left side, Savage with the ball, fakes, now gets it back between the circles. Over there to Key. Bounce pass back out to Savage. She's guarded very tightly there by Rosenbrand. Fires a shot up, no good. Rebound, and let's take it out of there. Fast break with Wright leading the way. Going in, going up. She missed the layup. It was contested, however. And the rebound is saved by Justin Siena. They get the ball right back, and Curtola takes it toward the corner. Sends it back out to the top of the key now as it comes over to Wright. Wright looks left side. And a bounce pass in the middle to Wilson. Double team spins around and was fouled. Well, they put the double team effort on Wilson, and she'll shoot the one and one. That's going to be on Kate Kerr. Boy, I tell you, nobody with more than two fouls for Vintage, but they have really been spread around. Wilson at the line, and she missed it. It's the double bonus. That was the 10th, so she gets two free throws. And Sammy Wilson, a junior, back there now with their second free throw attempt. It's up, and it is no good. As, boy, both teams are really having trouble at the free throw line. Dina will tell us about that here shortly. There's a bounce pass, and it's intercepted by Wilson. The Braves get the ball right back with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Takes it down Rosenbrand from the right corner. Fires the three. No good. Scramble for the ball. Wilson tried to get it away from Ariel Miller. Could not get it. And Miller gets the pass away over to Savage, who crosses the Vintage logo. Center takes it towards the left corner, then drives in, gets a pass after went by a block, and the ball is out of bounds to the Braves. Just over a minute to go. We're in the second quarter. 13-7. Low scoring contest here at the home of the Crushers. And it'll be Justin Siena inbounding the ball, driving to the left of the keys. Curtola goes in, up, and scores. Oh, beautiful drive on the left side up with the left hand and scored the basket. It's a four-point deficit facing Justin Siena. They're driving in, going up, and scoring was Galvin. That's her third field goal in the game as she saw an opening and took advantage of it. Quickly down court to Griffith. She goes in. She goes up. She missed the shot. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Vintage. Just 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. Underneath to Wilson. Almost lost the ball, but gets a pass back to Curtola. Over to that shot up. No good by Griffin. And there is another foul on the play. This is going to go against Justin Siena. The bonus is not yet in effect. The foul goes against Charmaine Griffin. That is her first. It's only the team's fifth foul here in this first half. A half a minute to go. We're in the second quarter. 15-9. Vintage with the ball in the lead. Comes over the left side now to Morris. Morris brings it back out. Top of the key. Now to Miller. Over to Savage. Tries a three. It rims. No good. Rebound safe from going out of bounds there by Kate Kerr. Gets it out. There's another Savage three-point attempt. No good. And another offensive rebound. Comes over the right side. There is the long two rims. No good by Kate Kerr. And then a foul on the rebound.
Yeah, Joe's not going to be happy about that with 3.1 seconds to go in the half. And on a offensive rebound go over the back of Justin Siena player. And they get two free throws. But the way Justin Siena's shooting free throws, you know, it might not hurt.
That foul on Galvin, that's her third personal foul. And that'll put to the free throw line Mary Hewen. Mary takes her time. Her first free throw is good. Mary shows it how it's done. She's a freshman. She's the only freshman on the varsity, although they have four sophomores and four juniors to go along with two seniors. And she stepped over the line. She made the free throw, but there was a violation as she stepped across the free throw line, so that will not go as a free throw attempt. So she was one for one there. And it just negates the free throw attempt. Makes it a 15-10 score, though. And Vintage inbounds the ball to midcourt. They're going to have to hurry to get a shot away from midcourt. They try along, but it was after the buzzer. So Crushers, after 7 points in the first quarter, come back with 8 points there in the second quarter. And Justin Siena, after 5 points in the first quarter, matched that with 5 points in the second quarter. We'll be back. We'll hear from Dino and take a look at how that free throw shooting has been, as well as the field goal accuracy, along with some comments from Alan Rossi. We'll talk about baseball. We'll talk a little bit about football, because the scholar athletes have been named, and we'll tell you a little bit about them, one of whom is from Vintage High School. And you're listening to KVON 1440 Napa, California.